Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with my buddy John Couch, John engineering and producing the program on the other side of the glass. And together, we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show in the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studio. It's Friday. It's October the 9th, 2020. We are on 1030, Tucson's trusted source for news talk, KVOI, worldwide live listening on my website, which also has all of our podcasts available, pretty much archived over 10 years. Our 10-year anniversary of the program is coming up the first week of January. Time flies. BuckmasterShow.com. The Buckmaster Show Live Line, presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. A big shout out on Friday to our media partners, TucsonSentinel.com, Green Valley News, Sahorita Sun, Tucson Local Media Group, which includes their portfolio of publications, Tucson Weekly, Inside Tucson Business, Oro Valley Explorer, Marana News, Foothills News, and Desert Times. The Friday Focus interview today features the two candidates for Pima County Supervisor in District 1. District 1 includes Marana, Oro Valley, the Casas Adobes area, the Catalina Foothills. The district is home to roughly 56,000 Republicans, just over 53,000 Democrats, and 43,500 who are independents, or what they call now unaffiliated voters. Republican Supervisor Allie Miller represented District 1 on the Board of Supervisors for 2 4-year terms. She is not seeking re-election. With me in studio, Republican Steve Spain. Steve, how are you?
I am great today, Bill. Good to see you again.
And Democrat Rex Scott is on our live line. Rex, how are you?
Doing really well, Bill. Thanks so much for this opportunity.
All right. We will have about 20 minutes for our discussion, so I'm going to ask each of you to try to limit your remarks to about 1 minute. And let's begin with Rex Scott. Rex, who are you, and why are you running?
Bill, thanks very much. The chief reason that I'm running is to continue what has been a lifelong commitment to public service. I have 4.5 years of experience as a local elected official in my hometown of Athens, Ohio. And since moving to Pima County almost 30 years ago, I served as a teacher in 2 middle schools for 8 years. And for 19 years, I was an assistant principal or principal in 5 different middle and high schools. Half of my career as an educator in Pima County has been spent working in schools within District 1. So I'm running to continue that lifelong commitment to public service and also to continue my service to the people of District 1.
All right, that's Rex Scott. Here's Steve Spain. Steve, same questions.
Well, I'm very much a desert rat, native to the area, born and raised in Green Valley, and went to the U of A, graduated with my dual major in management information systems, operation management, and parlayed that into a very successful career with Starwood Hotels and then later Marriott. That I spent half of that career working on the Americas IT leadership team from here. I worked remotely and was able to stay here and made my own opportunity. But as I look at the community and I look at the mismanagement from the county and I look at the lack of opportunity, the lack of jobs coming here, it's those kinds of things that concern me deeply, especially now that my wife and I have our beautiful 2-year-old who we're raising here in the desert and who I hope will want to stay here because he will find opportunity here. I'm looking to take an opportunity to continue the good work that Supervisor Miller has accomplished, put my own spin on it, and be able to walk away from my time on the Board of Supervisors very proud of the accomplishments and the good that I've been able to do for Pima County. I want to put myself, my skill base, my experience at the disposal of our neighbors in District 1 and across the county.
Steve Spain, what's been said about you in this campaign that you would like at this point on the Buckmaster Show to set the record straight right here?
Well, I think there have been things taken out of context from writing that I've done over the years. And the reality is when I've used harsh words for somebody, it's because they've been bullying. It's because of their misogyny. It's because of their disregard for those of us who live here, our neighbors in District 1, and in letting politics override what's actually good for the people. So when you hear something that may sound a bit forceful that I've written or said, make sure you get it in context, because I can promise you it was warranted and it was the right thing to say at that time. I think that's, if there's something I could set the record straight, it would be that.
What about you, Rex Scott? Set the record straight right here on the program.
Well, Bill, there really is no point in responding to that question. Look, I like Steve personally. We've had two one-on-one conversations. They've both been very amicable and pleasant. He's a husband, a father, and I really commend him for running for public office. However, before this campaign, while writing for the Arizona Daily Independent, he maligned in very personal ways both supervisors Christie and Bronson. He compared President Obama to a sex offender. He even attacked high school students who had survived a mass shooting. During the primary campaign, he called his opponents juvenile names and mischaracterized their positions on issues, which is likely why one of them still refuses to endorse him. And then during this campaign, he's called me a juvenile name, has mischaracterized my positions on issues, and has even insulted my professionalism by telling half-truths and mistruths about my tenure as a school leader. So I see no point in correcting the record, because this is how Steve Spain has always chosen to conduct himself. More importantly, Bill, people in this community have seen ample evidence of my commitment to public service for close to 30 years. The personal attacks from Mr. Spain cannot redefine me for them. They know me.
All right, let's follow up with Steve Spain on that. Would you like to respond to Rex Scott?
Well, I'm a little confused by this half-truths and mistruths statement that he's made a couple of times before, because what he referred to a couple of weeks ago with those terms on the radio were clips from the Arizona Daily Star that I had put on the webpage. Those aren't my words, and yet he called those mistruths and half-truths. So I would say take that up with the Star. I would also say my career, my experience speaks for itself as to my ability to get work done, to partner with people, and I am very proud to put that experience before the people of District 1.
All right, let's move on to the primary issues in this campaign. We'll begin with you, Rex Scott. What's at the top of your agenda? What is your platform number one issue?
The biggest one, Bill, is one that I didn't anticipate when I got into this race in September of 2019, and that is helping Pima County and everybody within Pima County to deal with the rest of the COVID-19 pandemic and the recovery from it. I can offer to the people of District 1 not only my prior service to them, but also 23 years of experience dealing with public sector budgets, making sure that public health and safety remain our highest priorities are going to be key roles for the Board of Supervisors moving forward, and I can offer a great deal of experience with public sector leadership and public sector budgeting in dealing with that. There's going to be three new supervisors, regardless of which one of us wins this race, at least. There's going to be new row officers, and I would like to offer the experience that I have as a public sector leader to help us during this time of extraordinary challenge and crisis.
What about you? Is there some issue that just really is standing out for you, Steve Spain?
Well, COVID really did kind of suck all the air out of the room as we got into the campaign. And the challenge that I have with Mr. Scott is he's not presented any kind of a plan for recovery. He's not presented anything to indicate that he wants to help Pima County get out of it. As a matter of fact, his own words when referring to how Pima County recovered from the 2008 recession was that by any objective measure, his words, we are well administered, well managed, his words. That is patently false, and I've got a whole slate of articles from all the major news outlets in town as recently as last year saying that the Tucson area was lagging the rest of the nation in recovering from the 2008 recession. I don't want to see us, and I'm afraid to see us, mired in 10, 15, 20 years of, again, lagging the rest of the nation. I want to get Pima County out of the way so that the businesses that hire people, that help us get back to life, to jobs, to what we should be as a community, are free to do so quickly so that we recover fast and show the rest of the country how best to recover.
Rex Scott, a quick response, please.
Well, this is another example of how Steve Spain misrepresents people's positions. when I made the statement that he was referring to, it was during our interview with the Arizona Daily Star editorial board, and we were being asked a question about the performance of the county administrator. And what I said was that we had handled the response to the recession very well in terms of how county government had responded to it. I was referring specifically to how the county workforce has shrunk by 14% since then. But what Steve extrapolated from that for his own political purposes was that I was saying that the entire economy had recovered. That wasn't the topic of the question. That wasn't what I said. But he showed once again his propensity for misrepresenting the positions of his political opponents. And he's carried that on in the weeks since that forum.
Quickie question, since you brought up Mr. Huckleberry, Rex Scott, would you retain Chuck Huckleberry, whose contract will be coming up in January? Would you retain him?
You know, unlike Mr. Spain, I have hired, evaluated, and sometimes fired hundreds of public sector employees during the course of my career. And I would never say whether I would hire, retain, or fire somebody during the context of a political campaign. He has said multiple times that he would fire Mr. Huckleberry, that it would be his first action. And to me, that's irresponsible. Political candidates don't have the information needed to make that kind of decision. So that's not something that I'm going to say in the context of a political campaign. It's irresponsible to do so.
Steve Spain, will you say it?
The reality is this community absolutely has the information necessary. We've seen the bad budgeting. We've seen the bad practices. We've seen the bad building purchases. We've seen the bad maintenance of our roads. Yes, I have said many times before, and I will continue to say, Chuck Huckleberry is the single biggest roadblock to us making positive progress for our community. And yes, I will do everything I can to send him off to a pleasant retirement on a golf course somewhere.
All right, that's Steve Spain. Rex Scott is with us also on the live line. Now something I think Mr. Scott, Mr. Spain, and all of our listeners can agree on. Everybody loves Mona's Danish Bakery. Mona's is home of the Danish Kringle. And not only do they do a beautiful job with the Kringle, which is a delicious pastry that comes in so many varieties. Almond is my personal favorite. Mona's located northeast corner Swan and Sunrise. They're listening very carefully to our discussion today because that's in District 1, where I live as well. And so the people at Mona's are listening very closely to Rex Scott and Steve Spain today. Mona's is open right now for lunch. They open for breakfast at 6:30, close at 2 in the afternoon. And of course, on the weekend, that's a great time to go by. There's some limited indoor dining, but everybody seems to right now choose their beautiful patio area, this beautiful mornings that we've been having. Check it out, monasdanishbakery.com. You can call ahead if you'd like. Your pastries will be ready for you, or call in your order and they'll have that ready. It's Mona's Danish Bakery, and they are ready for you right now. Northeast corner, Swan and Sunrise. We'll continue on the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios, the Buckmaster Show live line, presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Steve Spain, Rex Scott, Bill Buckmaster, coming up after the break. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
A Citizens Advisory Committee of the Regional Transportation Authority is in the process of developing a new 20-year regional transportation plan, and soon will consider which projects best address transportation needs across the greater Tucson region. As part of its ongoing public outreach, the RTA invites your early input on which projects meet regional goals. Learn more about plan development and provide input at rtanext.com.
The Arizona mining industry provides precious metals needed to support technical and structural equipment used by law enforcement, firefighters, and the military to keep us safe here and around the world. But the most critical part of public safety and national security is the people who serve without hesitation to protect us. The Southern Arizona Business Coalition stands with our men and women who serve with respect, responsibility, integrity, and discipline daily to keep us safe.
Vero Amore Restaurant in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowland Swan and Dove Mountain in Marana are now open for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, are ready for you and your friends and family. More at veroamorepizza.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is once again welcoming guests to the gallery. Stop by or call ahead for a one-on-one appointment or even a virtual design session. Come by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge. The number is 795-8226 and on the web at moesgallery.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, our Friday Focus interview today, focusing on District 1, the Pima County Supervisorial Race. Rex Scott, the Democrat, is with us on the Buckmaster Show live line, which is presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. And with me in the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studios, Republican Steve Spain. Let's begin with Steve Spain. The issue of roads certainly is a big deal. I want to cover that. And perhaps another issue that's not talked about as much, annexation. Why don't you begin with roads?
All right. So the road situation, I think everybody can see, is a mess. We've allowed our roads to decline over the past 5 years from roughly 50% of them being poor or failed to now 70% of them this year are in poor or failed condition. And the exact words that my opponent used were he would not use the verb mismanaged to describe the way Pima County has handled its roads. And I don't think there's any other word that fits, because we've allowed that to continue when we've had funding available. We do have a significant amount of funding available in the county budget for roads, and we choose... When I say we, I do mean Chuck Huckleberry, who prepares the budget, chooses not to apportion those funds to the roads. We need to fix that in a big hurry.
How about you, Rex Scott? What about the roads issue?
Well, first of all, Bill, Steve Spain is showing once again his penchant for misrepresenting my positions. When I said that I didn't think state funds were being mismanaged in response to a question from Mr. Yenser, that was my response, was that I didn't think that state funds were being mismanaged. But Steve has once again decided to blow that into something for his own political advantage. The Board of Supervisors unanimously, including Supervisor Miller, put in place the PAYGO program that will bring all of our failed and poor roads up to good condition by 2030. $152 million will be expended during that time. It was just passed 11 months ago by a unanimous vote of the board. I feel that the program needs a chance to prove that it is successful. The board's chief responsibility is going to be ensuring that the program has the resources that it needs to be successful every year, and also that the roads that are most in need of repair are prioritized from year to year as part of the annual budgeting process, and also emphasizing to the Department of Transportation that preventive maintenance has to be our overarching philosophy with regard to ongoing maintenance of the roads in unincorporated Pima County.
Pay-as-you-go, is it the way to go, Steve Spain?
I'd like to respond to a couple aspects of that. The state funds are indeed the funds in question that are being mismanaged. When Mr. Scott says he was referring to the state funds, we take two-thirds of that and we throw it into the general fund and don't spend it on roads. So yes, they are being mismanaged. You don't get to change your statement 2 weeks later. PAYGO is not the solution. PAYGO was a budget. It is not law. It is not board policy. It does not fix funds for roads. It does not allocate specifically. What it does is sets a budget that the board can change mid-year, that the board can change the following year. There's nothing in there that commits the board long-term to spending those funds on roads. And the problem with it was, the other problem, was that PAYGO, over the course of 5 years, was planning, and again, that could change for the worse at any time. PAYGO was planning to put over 5 years less than what we should be spending from our state shared revenue in 1 year towards the roads. We can't treat it as this panacea because it's not. It's the wrong approach.
Any follow-up to that, Rex? Scott?
Yeah, I have a lot of follow-up because, as I said, every supervisor voted for that policy. It is a policy, despite what Mr. Spain has said. It's actually policy number D22.12. And he is perpetuating a fiction that Supervisor Miller has propagated over the last 8 years, which is that all of the vehicle license tax can be used for repair and maintenance of roads. If that were done, as Supervisor Miller once said, but apparently no longer believes since she voted for the PAYGO program, Steve, and as Mr. Spain now says, if we did that, then the only way to make up for the general fund vehicle license tax that by statute now goes into the county general fund, if we decided to do that, then the only way to make up for those lost general fund revenues would be to raise property taxes. So, you know, you can't be against the one policy that has been unanimously passed by the Board of Supervisors, Steve, and just tell us what you're against, but offer no viable solution as an alternative.
Steve Spain, respond to that.
Well, the viable solution is to spend the state shared revenue on the roads. And this concept that we have to raise taxes to make up for that is absolutely bogus. When you look at the fact, in the midst of a pandemic, this county raised its tax revenues on everybody. They held truth in taxation hearings as legally required because they were going to raise the tax burden on everybody in this community. We're spending $7 million to enhance the general fund reserve this year. We are padding the reserve during a pandemic when, if anything, this is the kind of emergency you have the reserve for. So this whole concept, and by the way, you've also got hundreds of unfilled positions that ride on the books for at least the last 10 years. The Chuck Huckleberry budget has allowed this county to run a budget surplus every year. And instead of returning that value to us who live here, that's how they play games like buying all these unnecessary buildings, all the little things that they do that are so wasteful that could pay for the roads if we had our priorities straight.
Rex Scott, I'd like to change issues here and talk a little bit about incorporation. Are there any advantages, like to folks living in the Catalina foothills, to be annexed into the city? And should the county even have a seat at the table on that kind of a discussion?
I'd absolutely be supportive of existing communities like Sabarita, Green Valley, Oro Valley, Marana, pursuing annexation measures. I know that Oro Valley is looking at annexing the area that includes the Westward Look Resort, and I'd be very supportive of that. I'd also be supportive of areas like the Catalina Foothills or Casas Adobes, or other areas pursuing incorporation. One of the great disadvantages that we face in terms of how state shared revenues are apportioned is the large amount of unincorporated land in Pima County compared to Maricopa County. So I'd be very supportive of existing municipalities looking to annex and other areas looking to incorporate.
What about you, Steve Spain, on the question of incorporation?
I'm glad my opponent has come around on that one. Just one clarification, Green Valley is not presently incorporated. It's an area that should. It's not eligible to annex at this point. I don't want to see the city of Tucson annex any further land. I don't trust their leadership. I would love to see Tortolita, Casas Adobes, Tanque Verde, Vail, Picture Rocks, Catalina incorporate themselves. I think they can do so, and I've been saying this all through the campaign, they can do so very creatively to either minimize or completely eliminate any new tax burden in the short term and wrest enough power from Pima County to be able to shrink the county's tax burden and come out awash at the end of that process. I absolutely support it.
All right, let's begin. We're quickly running out of time, about 5 minutes. I want to say let's begin with an issue. Well, I want to give you each, by the way, a minute at the end to do kind of closing statements. But who's going to work best with the board? And Steve Spain, can you get along with the other four members of the board and be a team player?
Absolutely. There's two sides to that. You've got to be able to work with folks. You also have to be able to assert your own position. And when you're right, you got to be able to back it up. You've got to back that up with facts. You got to back that up with research. You've got to back that up with strong arguments. And I am very, very well poised to do that. What we've seen from my opponent, from Mr. Scott, is in that interview a couple of weeks ago, excuses for why he was released from his job. I've heard excuses from him when there's a video from one of the news stations from 2012, excuses for mishandling a situation at his school. I don't see him being anything but a rubber stamp for the agenda and standing up for what's good for District 1. I've been calling out the bad actors for years. I've been pointing out where they could do better for years. I look forward to working with the new blood on this board to find a better path forward for Pima County, not just District 1, but the whole of Pima County.
Rex Scott, the issue of being a team player.
Well, after 23 years, Bill, as a public sector leader, I have learned that you have to recognize that someone who may be your adversary on one issue could be your ally on the next one. So I would never let things get personal between myself and the other supervisors. I would always seek to be an independent voice for District 1. And that's what the people of this district have come to expect from me. I mentioned that I spent half my career in this district, three different schools, three different districts, and one overarching focus, which was the well-being of my students and their families. So they know what they can expect from me. They're not going to be able to expect that level of independence from Mr. Spain. He is the creation and the instrument of Supervisor Miller. For many years, she has deployed him as a political hatchet man against other supervisors, especially the current and former Republican supervisors in District 4. Throughout this campaign, one thing we can count on is that shortly after Supervisor Miller says something, Steve will step up to parrot her. He is her hopeful ticket to a third term that she wouldn't fight for herself. And honestly, she'll be pulling his strings for 4 years if he's elected. Steve, you can't claim to be from the grassroots when all your roots lead back to your political godmother.
Steve, have you been deployed as a hatchet man?
Never once. Every opinion I've rendered has been my own. The only reason that I ever even met Supervisor Miller was because of my own writing that started long before I met her. That is far and away the most galling series of statements I have heard in this campaign.
Rex, a quick follow-up before we have final statements, and I mean quick, like 15 seconds.
You know, somebody who insults my professionalism doesn't have the right to call comments galling, Steve. Get over yourself.
Okay, let's move on now to the final statements. We'll begin with Steve Spain. Why should folks vote for you?
Well, again, as I mentioned earlier and throughout this entire interview today, I have yet to hear any kind of forward-looking statement from my opponent. I have been focused since the onset of this campaign on how we can improve the quality of life in Pima County, how we can now recover safely but swiftly to come back stronger than we were before. There is a marked difference between the two of us. It is that I will get in there and work passionately, fervently, tirelessly to improve the situation here in Pima County. I will not be a rubber stamp for the failed status quo. My career speaks for itself as to the successes I've had and the ability to lead that I bring. And as I said, I look very much forward. You know, I've had some great conversations with Supervisor Christie. He is fully supporting me. I am fully supporting him in his race in District 4. We've got former TUSD board member Michael Hicks is supporting me. Of course, I've got Allie Miller's support and the support of a tremendous, tremendous overarching swath of the folks through District 1. And I look forward to representing them well, vociferously, and enthusiastically. And I'm, Bill, again, I'm grateful for the opportunity to sit in with you today. Thank you.
And your website?
Is Vote Steve Spain. Spain just like the country. VoteSteveSpain.com.
All right, here's Rex Scott with his final comments. Rex?
Bill, thanks again for this opportunity. I greatly appreciate it. I really believe that people who seek to lead need to be not just worthy of the public trust invested in them, but they also need to be worthy of the times in which they seek to lead. We have over 210,000 people in this country who are dead as a result of the most grievous public health crisis in our lifetimes. The next District 1 supervisor needs to be somebody who can focus on helping the county to recover from that pandemic and will also be somebody who will listen to and represent the views of an extraordinarily diverse district. My prior service to the district, my prior service as a public sector leader, and the focus I have had on the issues that matter to the people of District 1, I hope make me the choice in this election. For everybody who's listening and for everybody in District 1, I hope to earn your trust, and I hope to earn your vote. Thank you very much.
And your website, please?
It's scott4supervisor.com. That's Scott, the number 4, supervisor.com.
Rex Scott, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Steve Spain, thanks very much for being with us.
Privilege as always, Bill.
All right. Steve Spain, the Republican, Rex Scott, the Democrat. The entire interview will be available at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, where we've archived all of our political interviews. The Buckmaster Show in the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studio. Our live line presented by Rincon Ventures, Real Estate and Property Management. We'll take a break right here. It's Buckmaster on a Friday. Be right back.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over 5 buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Noble Hops in Oro Valley is now open to welcome guests for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Noble Hops menu items are available for you, your family, and friends. So check out Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and on the web at noblehopspub.com.
The Arizona mining industry provides precious metals needed to support technical and structural equipment used by law enforcement, firefighters, and the military to keep us safe here and around the world. But the most critical part of public safety and national security is the people who serve without hesitation to protect us. The Southern Arizona Business Coalition stands with our men and women who serve with respect, responsibility, integrity, and discipline daily to keep us safe.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Our thanks to Steve Spain and Rex Scott for a spirited, but we had about 25 minutes with them. I think we had a very good taste of what they are all about, and that's a very, very competitive district. District number one, Pima County Supervisors race. Allie Miller no longer has decided that she wants to hold that seat. She's not running for a third term, so one of these gentlemen will assume that particular seat on the board of the Pima County Supervisors. It's the Buckmaster Show in the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studio, our live line. Presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. And let's go now on the live line, Jim Nintzel, the executive editor of the Tucson Weekly. Jim, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you doing?
Doing well. And I'm glad we had the opportunity to let our listeners hear from Mr. Scott and Mr. Spain together. This is a race that is, as you heard me just say, I think it's very competitive.
I agree. And I think voters have a clear choice between the two candidates. They have very different perspectives on what the county ought to be doing. And I think the District 1 voters will, take a close look at both of them when they're casting their ballots. And it seems like people are very eager to cast their ballots right now, Bill. I tell you, people were lining up that first day of voting at the Pima County Recorder's Office at 8 a.m. before their doors even opened, just for the chance to cast a ballot. So I think we're looking at a pretty high turnout election. That's something I've never seen in all my years of covering politics, people lining up on the first day of voting to cast a ballot. So I think there's a lot of interest in this race. I think people are paying attention. And I think District 1, which has always been a strong Republican district, may actually be competitive this time because, number one, the voter registration has changed a little bit up there. But also, I think there's a lot of people looking to vote blue this year. It could turn out that that's not the case. There's several weeks before the election. People can change their minds. Things can happen that move the electorate. But at this point, the polling certainly suggests the president's or the president's way behind in the race, that people are really supporting Joe Biden. The polls are suggesting that Mark Kelly's running ahead of Martha McSally. And in this district, it did go blue in 2018. It voted for Kyrsten Sinema for the Senate. It voted for those women who won statewide races. And for Secretary of State and Superintendent of Public Instruction and Corporation Commission. And I think Rex Scott certainly has a chance, although I wouldn't name him as a favorite.
Yeah, and a little bit of trivia for you, Mr. Nintzel. The last time a Democrat represented District 1, you'd have to go back almost 50 years, 1972, a gentleman by the name of Ron Asta. So it's been a long time.
It has been a very long time. So, the other thing that Rex Scott has working in his favor, he's got a political strategist, Adam Kinsey, working for him. And Adam used to be the executive director of the Arizona Democratic Party down here, and he's now a political consultant. He was the guy who managed Matt Hines's race.
Wow.
And that was the first time we saw an upset of a sitting supervisor in a very, very long time. I think you'd have to go back to the mid-90s when Ed Moore lost a race, and that was some peculiar circumstances that I won't get into. But
I remember, but we won't go there with Ed Moore.
We got enough to talk about what's happening today. But Adam really managed to target in that district the people he thought would get out and vote, and he was right. And Matt was able to defeat Ramon Valadez in that primary. And I wouldn't be surprised if that exact same savvy targeting is going on right now in District 1.
You know, I've said all along, and you brought this up, that there could be like a blue, you didn't say it, but I'll say it, blue tsunami, blue wave. If it, I guess a tsunami would be like a real blowout, then the blue wave would just be a Democratic sweep. But a tsunami, it will affect, if that is the case, Jim Nenzel, it will affect the down ballot voting, and it will affect potentially close races like District 1 and like the Pima County Sheriff's race.
Oh, I agree. I think that is what is brewing out there. At least that's what the polls are telling us. Now, you know, there are a lot of people who are going to say they're fake polls or the polls were wrong in 2016. I don't think they were that off in 2016. I think Trump got some very lucky breaks in some crucial swing states, and they broke for him. And he won some narrow victories that carried him to the win for the Electoral College, and we'll see. You know, like I said, anything can happen, and Trump proved that in 2016. But we'll see which way the wind blows in 2020.
Interesting, you have the Pima County's largest school district, TUSD, three seats open, and no one can remember a time like that, I guess, in recent times where we've had that many open seats. That's going to be This is really a fascinating election when you think about it. Look at the way the Pima County Board of Supervisors will be reconstituted, TUSD, all the line officers pretty much, with the exception of Beth Ford, who's been there a long time as treasurer. But there's a lot of change going to be happening in Pima County.
Exactly. A lot of folks who have been there for a long time are choosing not to seek re-election this year. And we will have, you know, that recorder's race is pretty interesting. We had a story on that this week. And I think the sheriff's race, as you said, is going to be a pivotal one. I think Mark Napier, you know, has handled that seat in a very different way than we've seen Republican sheriffs like Joe Arpaio or Paul Babiou handle it up in Maricopa and Pinal counties. You know, he's not somebody who's parading around undocumented people or prisoners for entertainment or to boost his political status or something like that. He seems to take the job real seriously and has, I think, recognized that Pima County is not a conservative county. So we'll see whether he can hang on to that seat or not. That's quite a rematch that's developing over there. And I think the U.S. Senate race, you know, we talked a little bit about that. That's just looking like it's trending more and more towards Mark Kelly. And I don't think Martha McSally in that debate this week managed to turn that around for herself. Although, again, we'll see what the polls show. And you know, they're pulling the heck out of Arizona. I've never seen so many polls in Arizona. It seems like they got one or two or three a day added up there at 538. And it seems like, although some of them show a very close race, some of them show Mark Kelly ahead by 10 points, 9 points, 8 points. So on average, I think he's leading by 4 or 5 points in that race.
Yeah, and that Pima County Recorder's race, we've now interviewed both of the candidates. Yesterday we had the Democrat, Gabriela Casares Kelly. She has a very interesting story. She is the first, by winning the primary, the first First Nation Native American person to win an election in Pima County. And I'm not talking about a tribal election, a non-tribal election. And she educated me, and I think our listeners, I did not realize that Native American people could not even vote in the state of Arizona until after World War II. Had no idea that was the case.
Yeah, you know, we have a long history of discounting people of color in our state and our country, and it's wonderful that those things are changing. for sure, and that those voices are being heard. And again, with the blue tsunami, I think Republican Benny White is certainly the underdog in that race. Benny's, you know, I would say highly qualified. His work on the Pima County Election Integrity Commission has educated him on, you know, the process of the elections and everything else. But he definitely has a hard road ahead of him. Although you and I think have known Benny for years for his activity and his wife's activity in local politics.
And that is another one of these races, the down ballot races, that will be dependent, I believe, on how the national race goes.
Yeah. And I do think people are ready to, you know, crawl across a Cholla field to vote this year. So we're going to see a high turnout election.
Yeah, I have never seen folks lined up like, I guess it was, there was some of that 4 years ago. I think I read that in the Star today, that there were a couple of thousand people 4 years ago that were lined up for that on that first day. But this time it was like five or six times that, long lines that people just could not wait to vote. And that, my friends, whether you're a Republican, Democrat, or as they say, unaffiliated voter, that I believe is good for democracy. Correct, Jim Nitzel?
100%. It's great to see so many people getting engaged in the process and caring about casting a vote and who they're voting for.
How are you doing? How's your family?
Everyone's doing good over here. You know, my wife had a little bout of the corona.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard. Yeah.
Yeah, a very mild case. We were very lucky, quite surprised to get the positive test results. I go and get tested pretty regularly, and so does she over at the Pima County has a couple of great testing facilities. And so we took advantage of those, and sure enough, hers came back positive, which was a shock to us because she really didn't do much of anything. She stayed in the house. She continues to stay in the house. She went out to get an oil change and a flu shot one day, and I think that's where she picked it up.
Wow.
And, so, you know, I'm the guy who's out going to work and going out and talking to people and stuff like that. And I've tried to be as safe as I can, and I've avoided it so far, but for a while I thought she was going to have it, but it turned out very mild case. She was able to stay
good
home in the back of the house for a couple of weeks, and then it was like a miracle, Bill. It just disappeared.
All right.
And that was that.
All right, Jim. I'm glad things are well at the Nitzel household. My best to everyone there. Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, well, thank you, Bill. Always a pleasure. And everybody out there listening, I hope you're getting out to vote in the next few days because
right.
Your ballots are arriving.
Jim Nitzel, executive editor of the Tucson Weekly. Thanks, Jim. All right, that's going to do it for our news portion and talking politics. But we're going to talk about, I think, everything that people can agree on. Everybody loves a good meal. They love good food, and that's where Weekend Watch comes in with Matt Russell and the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studios. Be right back.
Here at Bon Voyage Travel, we encourage you to keep the travel spark alive by exploring the world through our weekly webinar series that includes inspiration and insight from some of the top leaders in the travel industry. When you're ready to plan your next adventure, know that Bon Voyage Travel will be here to advise and assist. Join us every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for a new virtual destination discovery. While we're apart, let's keep dreaming together. Visit bvtravel.com for more information.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a voter-approved half-cent sales tax, which expires in June 2026. In preparation for developing a new 20-year regional transportation plan, the RTA board established a Citizens Advisory Committee to select projects for the draft plan. The committee will help identify which projects to invest in to best meet regional transportation needs. Learn more about plan development and provide early input at rtanext.com.
Hi, this is Pam Krim, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, where we set the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the place to turn for objective and unbiased information on businesses. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona at bbb.org/Tucson.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Time for Weekend Watch with Matt Russell. I am so ready for the weekend. Weekend Watch presented by our friends in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. This is such a pretty time of year up in the high country, Silver City, with that mile high elevation, just a 3-hour drive from Tucson. So start your planning now by going to southwestnewmexico.org. There you'll find a listing of great places to stay and so many recreation opportunities, like doing some hiking later this fall in the Gila National Wilderness. Let's welcome now the longtime host of Weekend Watch, Matt Russell, who is the award-winning Tucson publicist of Russell Public Communications, Inside Tucson Business, food and beverage columnist, and all-around nice guy, dedicated foodie. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. It's always Weekend Russell in my mind.
Are you ready to rustle up some jazz along with a great meal?
I am indeed. You know, another downtown restaurant has just reopened. It's celebrating the occasion by launching a new Jazz Friday series. And that means tonight it's the Cup Cafe at Hotel Congress. They've teamed up with the Tucson Jazz Festival to host live jazz on the plaza this evening and every Friday evening from 7 to 10 p.m. Now, you know this large patio is just right for social distance protocols, which will give you a little extra space for tapping your toes while you enjoy some dishes from their new menu like pesto pasta and some mesquite smoked ribs. Live music, memorable cuisine has returned to downtown this weekend at the Cup.
You know, Ann and I have traveled extensively through the Caribbean Basin. We love Caribbean cuisine. Anything in town that could answer the call?
Well, you know what, and I still have a couple of drops left for the hot sauce that you brought me on the last trip to the Caribbean. You better go back and replenish my stock. But anyway, if ethnic food truck fare and craft beer is more your speed for tonight, Button Brewhouse in Marana is the place to be. It is Caribbean night. Cacusa's Caribbean Cuisine will be rolling up at 4 p.m. to serve the island's finest, from empanadas to rellenos de papa to ropa vieja and more. The perfect dishes to pair with the Button's best, like the Chiltepín Red, and I love the Button Amber. And Bill, their parking lot has been transformed to sort of a beer garden-style setting with lots of space to social distance while you sip. I say get your island vibe on and head to Button Brewhouse later today.
Any news on a reopening over at the Batch?
It's one of the most highly anticipated reopenings, Bill, this week. Batch Cafe and Bar on Congress Street officially open now from Wednesdays to Saturdays from 4 to 11 p.m. Of course, this joint specializes in fresh baked and decadent donuts and an occasional taco pop-up, but it's perhaps best known for its overwhelming portfolio of whiskeys, a list that now exceeds 400 different selections. Now, they've done some really cool remodeling inside and out, complete with a new covered patio, which is a great setting to enjoy today's donut special. Are you ready? Brown sugar and bourbon donuts. today.
Count me in. quickly on the Inside Tucson Business column, please.
Yeah, there's an interesting fashionable grape varietal called Tanat. I've never heard of it. I've never had it before, but there's a local winery that's making award-winning wines with this mysterious grape. Is an Inside Tucson Business.
Thank you very much, Matt. Have a great weekend.
Cheers, Bill.
Buckmaster Show, a presentation of Bill Buckmaster Communications, wholly responsible for the content of the program. On behalf of everybody here at Bustos Media Tucson, including my engineer-producer, John Couch, I'm Bill Buckmaster. We all hope you have a safe and pleasant weekend. See you Monday.